chagimim. Let's say she got chalitz after 3 months, and tzrichel amtin, then she does not have to wait anymore. For the Gemara, gimel chadoshim hevei. She waited already 3 months. Claimed Rashi, hevei loimad mikan shloisha chadoshim shomru. Hevei hagimel chadoshim shomru. The Gemara is telling us now, hevei. We learn from here that hagimel chadoshim shomru. That what we said, you have to wait 3 months. Mishas misa sabal. It starts from the time the husband died. As soon as the first husband died, they have to wait 3 months. Then they can give a chalitza or shikor or yibum. V'loy mishas chalitza hayovim. And it does not depend, let's say they give a chalitza. If the chalitza, she does not have to wait another 3 months. The 3 months starts and ends from the day the husband died. 3 months later, she's mutter, has to get married to somebody else. Now the only question is, if she's a yivama, she has to have chalitza first, she has to have yibum, whatever you want. But the din of the Mishnah, you have to wait 3 months. That starts and ends is totally when the husband died. For the Gemara, Maishna mi get, why is it different than a get? The Rav Amar, Rav says, Mishas Nesina, that by a get, you know when you start counting the 3 months, from the time Nesina, you first give it to her. Ushmul Amar, Shmul says, Mishas Ksiva, it's totally when you first write the get, even before you give it over, you start counting the 3 months. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Kal V'chayma, Isa Chorus, Hitarta is the lav lekolshchen chutzakal v'chayma. Madach over here by a get. Where there it's a shayla, it only needs a lav. Rashi lists a lav. Rashi l'shuk lekolshchen d'materas d'akachlitza miyad. Hol v'yover shlesh chadoshim miyay misa. Just like by a get, we say it's totally. Rashi says ma'ishna miget the rav alma mishas nesina. V'yaf agav d'mishas ksiva. He didn't live with her from Shas Ksiva. If you do Hochi Mishas Nesina Minyonin, Hochi Nami Nimni Mishas Chalitza. That's the Kasha. One man Yama says, even though you wrote the get, that's not enough. You don't count 3 months from the time you wrote the get, only from Mishas Nesina the time you gave her the get. So you're also by Chalitza, you should have to first wait the 3 months after she received Chalitza. How come here by Chalitza we say it's enough 3 months from the time the husband died? Gemara says, "Kal v'chayma if it's a koras atart, it's a lav v'koshrein." Shrashi lis a koras liyove mitart lachagim chadoshim yad. Maduch we say after 3 months when the husband died, you're allowed to make yibum, and there on the side that yibum is osur, your mamish living with your brother's wife, it's nis a koras. So here about chalitza, what's chalitza? That she's getting married to somebody else. Even if the chalitza is no good, at most it's only a lav. A yivam alashuk is only a lav. So for Nisa Lav, for sure, we're not going to count from the time she received the Chalitza, but rather we're going to count from before, from the time she got to Misa. Right.
Yeah. Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the top two dots. It says v'chein shar kol noshim. The Mishnah says, "What? Who are then any other lady that she's not supposed to remarry unless she waits three months? In the case where she got a get or her husband died, the lachar is she has to wait 3 months." So where it says bishleim yivomo k'di amorin, bishleim is good in the case where your brother dies and there's a mitzvah yibum that we say you're not supposed to be miyabim for the first 3 months. You have to wait because let's say maybe she's pregnant, maybe she'll have a kid. And then there won't be a mitzvah yibum, and forget to be a nisa koris, you're living with your brother's wife. El shar kol anoshim amai, what's wrong with any other isha? Like, why do we care? What's wrong? In the case when isha, her husband, just died, so what's wrong? Why can't she get married the first 3 months? Or else the case where her husband gave her a get, why can't she get married the first 3 months? What are we afraid about? Like, what's the difference if she's pregnant or not? She's getting married to a second husband, she's mutter, so what's the difference if she's pregnant or not? Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum D'Yom Akrog." As the pasuk says, "Liyos Lachol Elokim Ulezarecha Acharecha." That it says in Bereishit Zayin that Rav Hashem told Avram, "Liyos Lachol Elokim Ulezarecha Acharecha," for your children afterwards. So Rashi means Ulezarecha Acharecha means Shein Hashchina Shoyro Ela Al Avadoyim. The Shchina Hashem Shchina is only upon the Avadoyim. Shezaroi Miyuches Achrov. That their children go after the father. They have yichus. Most like that. There's an inyan to know clue who your yichus is. You have to know who your father is. There's such an inyan. So therefore, when an Isha gets a get, we don't want her to get remarried the first 3 months. We want to make sure to know if she's pregnant or not, to know who the father of that flood is. So Mudashin means Lahavchin ben Zara Sharishin, the Zara Sharisheni. So then you need to know who the father is. Is it the first father or the second father? So if she'll get married right away, we will know who the kid or who the father is. Therefore, there's always an Indian to wait 3 months before she remarries. Masav Rav, Rav says like this. Masav Rav, the Fikach, we had, it says the Fikach in the Tosefta, that Geru Giyuris, Tzrichin Lahamtin Gimel Chadoshim. Who did if a Goy and a Shiksa, both are being as Geyer, both become a Jew now, and they were married before, and they're going to remarry again now to become a Jew. Both of them also have to wait 3 months before they remarry. Trashi Geru Giyuris, Gershon is Geyer V'ishti Imoi. Him and his wife both became a Jew. They have to separate for 3 months after they become a Jew, and then they can get married. So the question is, there's no two fathers here. Like, what's the difference? When she became pregnant, it's the same father, so we know clear who the father is. So Gemara says, what kind of difference? There's no two husbands involved here. Tzumara says, no, hochinam here also. Iko lahavchum, we want to tell the difference, bein zera shenizra b'gedusha, le zera shlanizra b'gedusha. It's not convenient to know. If the child is re-happened when there was still a goy, the kid's a goy, he has to have a new geiris. If the first became pregnant after they became a Jew, so the kid is an automatic Jew. So it was the Indian to know also exactly when she was nizra. So therefore, they have to wait 3 months until she could remarry. Rav Rama, Rav says like this. Rav Rama, Gzeira is a new Gzeira. No, another reason why, even after she gets a get, a b'chal, why you can't remarry the first 3 months, why do we have to know who the father is? The question is both a heter here. What's the difference? So Rav says a new reason. Rav Rama, Gzeira, Shema, Yisra, Sachoyse, Miyaviv. We have to be afraid maybe someone is going to marry his sister or from the same father. So Rashi says like this. Rav Rama Shema Yisa Achosim Yaviv. Im Nisas Toich Shloisha. If an Isha that just got a get, or else her husband died, if she's going to get married during the first 3 months, the Yolda, and she give birth, Vu Ben Tesla Rishon. Let's say really the father is the first one. It's a 9 months that she'll give birth 7 months later, and really it's a 9 month old baby from the first one. The Noilad Bebeisa Shosheni. And it was born now with the second husband. The Savashu Benoi, they're going to think it's the second one's child. The Yisus Baz Bailor Rishon Shieshtom Yisha Cheres V'Yachoisai. Now this kid now will marry a sister, his sister, from the first father that had a daughter from a different wife. So if they're going to think that this son is the second father's, so they're going to think from the second Mishpacham that has no relative to the first father that had a daughter from a different mother. And really, no, we have to be afraid. Maybe this kid, the father, is the first father, and therefore he's not allowed to marry his sister from the same father. So that's the gzera always why you have to have avchana, you have to have a division of 3 months in between to make sure to know who the father of the son of the baby is. Another gzera is v'yabem eishes achim imay. Who are then maybe they'll make a mistake and will have a mitzvah yibum, and will only be an eishes achim from the same mother. So Rashi says like this, so miyabim eshizachim imoy, shim tela the yachrein ben, achar. Let's say the second husband now is going to have another child later on. Now this first son, they're going to think was his son also. So they're going to think the first one and the second one are brothers. V'yisa isha, now the second one will get married, v'yomas b'loy bonim, and will die without children, v'yiv mozeh, and he's going to miyabim, kisav v'shu achim miyabim, he's going to think they're brothers and the same father. The nimsa really was going to come out miyabim eshesochim miimoy shloim miyaviv the chayav chorus. Really, what's going to come out possible is that the father of this son was not the second father, but was the first father. So, with the first father, there's no mitzvah yibum to the son from the second father. They're not brothers from the same father. So that's why there's another inyan to wait always 3 months to make sure to know who the father is, to know if there'll be a mitzvah yibum or not. Another case is, another chesaron maybe is, v'yotzias ima l'shuk. So v'yotzias ima l'shuk, Rashi says, im loytelet ima l'sheni, v'yomus. If she's not going to have another son, let's say, no more children, Uksvarim shazeh benoi. Now they're going to think this first son was from the second husband. Then when the second husband dies, they're going to think there's no Mrs. Yibum, because they had a child already. And really, really, this child is from the first husband. So the second husband had no children. There should be a Mrs. Yibum. So that's another reason we have to make sure to know who the father is. That's Lashon V'yoytzi L'shuk. The mother will go out free L'shuk without a Mrs. Yibum, because they'll think this was the second one's son. And really, maybe it's only the first one's son. Another concern is, again, if they get remarried right away and we don't know who the father is, the yifter es yivimta l'shuk. Drash of yifter es yivimta l'shuk. Im yesh loy ach meyobev harishim. If there's a brother from the first father. Flo hoyu l'bonim, he didn't have any children, z'umeis. For yein shom ach elu, he's the only brother. Vusa v'shu ben ha'achron. And they think really he's the son of the second one. V'nimtzas eshes b'nai sharishin as kukaloi nisus l'shuk. They're going to think now there's nobody to make Yibum. And really there is somebody to make Yibum. So kids, because of all these gezeiras, you have to make sure to wait 3 months before you remarry to know exactly who your father is. Was it the first one or the second one? We have to know. That's the reason why we have to wait. But Mosev Rav Chanina, Chanina asked a question like this. It says, Bekulon anikara behen mishim takonis erva. All the aloch is we're not allowed to remarry, you can't marry, there's an issa mishum takonis erva. We're afraid maybe the isha is going to be an erva. The Khan, but over here, now aloch here, that we say after an isha gets a get, or after an isha husband's dies, that she can't remarry the first 3 months, here it says clearly, the Khan mishum takonis vlad. Here the main takonis is mishum vlad, that's what we're afraid of. We want to know about the vlad, who's his father. That's why we tell you to wait 3 months. To know exactly who the Vlad is. Now, v'yimis, if you hold like Rava, kula mishum takona serva. According to Rava, this case that she not remarried the first 3 months, it's also mishum erva. You have to know if there'll be a mitzvah yibum or not, you've been miyabin the wrong lady, you should go out l'shuk. So there's also questions of the erva. It's not only takonas v'no, although according to Rava, there are takonas for other people also. Rashi says, the Khan Rashi says, "Bamtona shagim lechadosh." The Brisa says, "Shoshan chomim l'shan noshim ein kan takonas erva." The Brisa says, "There's no chash of an erva. Ela takonas avlad." The only reason we tell them to wait 3 months is to know who the father is, because we want to know this son. Who is his father? It's a din in the son. Lahavchin ben mihu. It's time to know who the father of this son is. So that's good according to the first pshat. That's lazarecha acharecha to know who the son is. But according to Rava, for the Gemara, v'misa, says Rashi, v'misa d'chosh chomin l'shem yisachoysoi min aviv, maybe you marry the sister from the same father. Hanamit akonas ervi. It's also the kon of an erv in the gate to the other ishes to make sure this son does not marry a wrong mishpacha. So Gemara answers like this. And the Gemara, hay mishum takonas vlad l'alivka bu erva enachanami. It has to do with an erva. But the takonah is for this Vlad itself. We want to know this Vlad, this child. We want to teach you, who are you allowed to marry? We want to make sure you don't marry an erva. So therefore, we want to be able to tell you who your real father is. So therefore, they have to tell the mother not to remarry the first 3 months. So therefore, we'll know clearly who the father is. And therefore, we'll be able to tell the son, you should know, this is your sister, and this is not your sister. So it's the corner of the Vlad to teach him which ervas, which ladies to stay away from. So kids, this is the reason why whenever Nisha gets a get, she cannot remarry the first 3 months. We're afraid maybe she's pregnant from the first husband and we won't realize it. So she always has to wait 3 months before she could remarry, so then we know for sure who the father of the son is. Like if she gives birth 7 months later, 6 months later, so we know it's from the first father. After that, it's from the second father. She waits 3 months, then we know clearly who the father is. So more so like this. Bishlei matamten beis chadoshim tinosei. As I understand why it's not enough just to wait 2 months and then to get married. Loi zahainu sveika. Because if you only wait 2 months, there'll still be a suffix. I bar tish lekamo. We'll be afraid if she gives birth, let's say 7 months later. We'll be afraid maybe it's a 9-month-old baby from the first father. Maybe it's a 7th month baby from the second husband. So just to wait 2 months, that's not enough. Ella, but the question is like this. Tamtim chodesh echad, let's wait 1 month. Then she should get married. Now, if she gives birth 7 months later, it's from the second father. It's the seventh month baby from the second father. Vila Timna Yoda, if she gives birth 8 months later, Hai Batishla Kama, then we'll know for sure it's a 9 month baby from the first husband. So it's enough just to wait 1 month, and then let's see when she gives birth, if she gives birth 8 months later or 7 months later. Sumara says, no, that's not enough. Inamila Timna Yoda, even if she gives birth eight months later, still there'll be a suffix who the real father is. Because Ikalamema de Basru, we could say true, it's the last one, second one. An 8 month old baby doesn't live. Dilma Ishtuya Ishtoya Chodesh Echot. Maybe really it's a 7 month old baby from the second one. But it stayed inside the stomach an extra month. That's why it came out 8 months later. V'yibur. Chodesh Echot. V'yibur. So that's why it's not enough just to wait 1 month. Because even if she gives birth 8 months later, we still wouldn't have a doubt who the father is. Is the father the first husband and it's a 9 month old baby? Or is the father a second one and it's really only a 7 month old baby? Just has stayed inside the stomach another month. For the Gemara good, v'tamtin shnei chadoshim machzor. But why isn't it enough to wait 2.5 months? What do you have to wait 3 months for? Wait 2.5. V'tinosei. Why? Dila shiva yodi, she give birth 7 months later, hai bar shiva labasruhu. Then we know for sure it's the second one is the father, and it's a 7 month old baby. Vila shisha palgu yoda, let's say she gives birth 6.5 months, hai bar tish la kama havoi. Then we know for sure it's a 9 month old baby from the first one. Because we're going now, a 7 month old baby has to be in the mother's stomach a 7 complete months. So she gives birth after 6.5 months, so we know for sure it's not from the second husband. It has to be from the first husband, and we'll know it's a 9 month old baby from the first husband. So why do they have to wait three months for them? It's enough to wait 2.5. So Mara says, no, this also is not enough. Di barbasruhu, bashisha palgulach, this part of the Gemara saying, because di barbasruhu, if you want to tell me, it's the second one, bashisha palgulachaya. The other meaning is, if a 6.5 month old baby doesn't live, it has to be a 7 month old baby. But 6.5 doesn't live, so therefore it has to be from the first husband. So this would also be enough of a difference to tell. Let it just wait 2.5 months. Sumara says no. Inami lishisha palgu yod, even if she only gives birth after 6.5 months, if from the time the second one got married, Ikalameima still will have a doubt. Still we could say, Debasarohu, maybe the real father is the second father. It's only 6.5 months. He has to be a 7 month old baby. So my answer is, the Yama Mazutra. Mazutra says, that Afilu Laman the Yama Yodus Lates, and the Yodus Lamekutoyin, even according to the Man the Yama, needed it says, if it's a 9 month old baby, it's not enough 8 months and a little bit. It has to be a complete 9 months. But Yodel Zayin, in the case of you give birth to a 7 month old baby, 7 months is Yoledes Lamekutoyin. Then for sure it does not have to be a complete 7 months. It's enough 6 months and a little bit more. So they hear that at 6.5 months, it's still a doubt, maybe the second one is the father. Hey, 2.5 months won't be enough. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Vayihilat Kufas Hayomim, is Miat Kufas Beis, Miat Yomim Beis. Like, it's enough to have 6 months and 2 days. After 2 days and the 6 months, it's possible to give birth. So therefore, the only way to wait is to wait 3 complete months. Then we'll know if it's 6 complete months, 3 complete months, then if she gives birth 6 months later, then we know for sure it was the first one. And if it's after 6 months, then we know it's the second one. That's the answer to wait 3 months. For the Gemara, no. V'tamtin mashu. Let her just wait a little bit. Let her wait a week or two, Rashi says. That's all. V'tinos, let her get married. And let's do like this. When 3 months pass by from when the husband died and when she got a get, live to call. Let's check her out. In other words, when an isha is 3 months pregnant, that's when she changes already. Rashi says, her dodim, her breasts come a little bit bigger. They let the noshim check her out to see if she's pregnant or not. So let's just wait a week or two. And 3 months exactly after when the husband died and gave a get, we'll check her out. If she looks pregnant then, we know it's from the first husband. And if she doesn't look pregnant then, we know it's from the second husband. So my answer is, Amar Rav Safra, ain't boitkin es on a suyis. That's not nice. But now she's married already to a second husband, we're not going to have it checked out. It's not nice that the first husband will be nizgana, but we won't like her. It will be a misa thing to have your wife checked out when she's married to a second husband, so that's not a neitzah. For the Gemara, good, don't have it checked out like the breast, don't check out her body. But check out the way she walks, bilucha. Rashi says, when bilucha, Rashi says, malicha naisa biyofa tichuach, let it go over soft dirt. Now, if she's pregnant, you could tell her walk already, her psiyas, her steps. Or mamikos yoiser will sink down more into the ground. Mishan noshim shavlad machbido. But since she's carrying a baby already, 3 months already, she's a little bit bigger already, a little bit heavier, I'll press down. So check it, bilucha. For that alone, the husband won't become nizgana, the husband won't hate her for that. So let's check her out, bilucha. It's exactly after 3 months, we'll check her out. So my answer is, that's not an answer. Omer Rami Bachomo, Isha Mechapo Atzmo, an Isha will do anything to hide herself, not to look pregnant. Kedei she yirash b'no b'nichsei b'ilam. If anything, she wants it to be that this son should be from the second husband. Because Lamaisa, she's married to a second husband now. So she wants somebody to yashin, the second husband. Like when the husband dies, she wants to have a son from him, that her son could yashin him. So therefore, she'll hide herself, that she should not look pregnant after 3 months, so you can't check her out, Pekitza. Because she's mechapa, she's going to hide herself, she wants to show she's not pregnant from the first husband, rather from the second one. So therefore, we can't check her out, therefore the only answer is to wait 3 complete months. Fred Gemara, but let's say we know she's pregnant. Her first husband died, the first husband gave her a gift, and she's pregnant. She's pregnant, we know for sure. So such a case, tinosei, she should be mutter to get married right away. There's no shalom lahavchin. Everybody knows the son is from the first husband. Alom matanin, how come we learned no? That lo yisa adam muberes chaveru, you cannot marry a lady that's pregnant already. O manikas chaveru, even after she gave birth, if she's nursing, another husband can't marry her. V'yinosa, somebody's married. So yaitzi, lo yachzer alomis, is a gzera never to marry, remarry her again. Gzera shema tas ubrasandal. We're afraid that maybe she'll become pregnant a second time, and if she's pregnant now, the second baby we had before will like knock into the first baby, make it look like a sandal, like a shoe. So it's not healthy for her to become pregnant again. So that's why you should not supposed to marry a Muberis. Not because of Lahavchin to tell the difference who the father is. We know for sure the first one is the father, but we don't want her to become pregnant a second time now, because the second second baby will bang the first one. For the Gemara, Ihochi, if so, did they nami? So even without a second husband, it should be a loch of the first husband. Once your wife is pregnant, you can't live with her anymore. So what do you have to answer? Ilamandiyama b'moich b'moich. We had a machlokes before. One mandiyama says enechanami. You have a heter every time you live with your wife when she's pregnant. Use the moich, use cotton there, that she should not become repregnant. Vilamandiyama, but a loch we hold not like that. We love the other mandiyama that minashemayim yirachemu. That you don't have to worry about that. But like this man is there. If your wife is pregnant, you're allowed to live with her. You don't have to be afraid she'll become pregnant a second time. For this, you're allowed to rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So here also, if you're old, you're allowed to use the moich. So let her get remarried now, and she use the moich. Here also, that let her remarry, and we're not afraid that she'll become pregnant again. Hashem will take care. Gemara says, "Ela mishum dechosa." No, we're afraid mishum dechosa. Rashi says, "Shemaka b'shas tashmis." We're afraid maybe the second husband will squash her when she's pregnant a little bit. The chosa will press down on her. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, the day nami. So the own husband also, we have to be afraid. Even if you're not a second husband, whenever your wife is pregnant, if we have to be afraid, maybe you press down on her. And the Gemara, the day chayis alai, you know, your own son, you have Rachamona's son. If you're the father of this baby, when your wife is pregnant, you won't hurt her. You won't press down on her too much. For the Gemara, hochi nami chayis alai, you know, here also the svara. Trashi, shenodi miskav, norek hanefesh. What kind of svara is that? Even if it's not yours, but I'll cope on him, she's your wife now, you remarried her. You're not going to want to hurt her, you're not going to go try and press down on her and kill the kid. What kind of svara is that to say, a kid, we marry a pregnant lady, because we're afraid you come to kill the kid? The Moran says, Ela stam muberes lomnika kaima. The Torah says like this, that stam anisha, when she's pregnant, she's aimed to have a baby, and she's aimed to nurse the baby. That's what she's aimed to. Lomnika kaima. So if